It's Saturday the 9th of January, 11:20 a.m, almost noon. Went to bed last night just after 10, got up at 20 past 10 this morning. And even with a, pardon me, even with a couple of breaks during the night, each time I went back to sleep, absolutely no problem. So I had a great night, 2 hours in bed, and most of that in sleepy some form, so very little time awake. Felt the benefit of that. Got out of bed okay, feeling good. Although half the day's gone, but there you go. Sometimes you need a long lie. This morning, well, you may have heard the snow crunching below my feet. Started about 4 p.m. Yeah, about 4 p.m. as I was heading back home through the park yesterday. Very light, and then it gained momentum. pardon me. And just got heavier until the snowflakes weren't falling incredibly fast, but they were big. Those snowflakes, you know, just know it's going to lie. So what I'm looking at just now is the garden, the naked trees and the evergreens and the big laurel all adorned with snow, but up till about 20 minutes ago they were set with the cold, but now there's a thaw in. And you can probably hear the drips all over the place. It's melting fast. It's nice though, it's a beautiful picture just to see this. I especially love the naked trees when they've got quite a heavy covering of snow, probably about, yeah, at least a half an inch on there, even the twiglets, and they just look beautiful. It's so wintry, yeah, that's what I'm looking for, wintry. And the tall birch trees, they're about 40 foot high, thin birch trees, they look beautiful. Now all we need is for the grey skies to disappear and the sun to come out and brighten up the whole scene, even just for a wee bit. But according to the skies, there is little wind, they're going to stay that way for a while, and the snow, if it keeps this way, will all be gone by the afternoon. Our first real snow of the winter. And even that, it was only an inch and a half at its best. So, it's nice. Nice to look out. It's nice to know that in about 20 minutes or so, I'll be sitting down to a senior citizen's fry-up in my home, and looking out at the wintry scene. So I'm feeling good this morning. I think it all started yesterday morning when something I was planning to do, I procrastinated and shoved it to the side. It was to give myself a mental break more than anything. Of course, procrastinating just means you put it off, so it's not as if you've cancelled it, you just postponed it. So it'll come up next week again, but I'll be prepared for next week. So I decided to do something entirely different yesterday, which, as soon as I made that decision, made me feel much better for myself. And I had a good day, a really good day. Got back home, dinner, walk up the street, walking back home through the dark in the park with the snow starting. And I just thought, this is beautiful. And I was talking to a friend, not a real friend beside me, but, I don't know, a friend. I was talking to him. Anyway. So it was a good day yesterday, and I'm feeling good this morning, getting up. It was nice to see the snow. I was sitting by the log fire last night. My wife went berserk and put so many logs on there. Now that I've I've trained her, and I don't mean that in the nasty sense, but now I've trained her how to use the big insulated glove and how to, or where to put the logs and etc. to the back of the fire, and you know, just watch. Now she's learned how to do that proficiently. She backed the stove up last evening, I mean, before I came in to sit down for the evening. And she just went berserk. She put far too many logs on. The house was already warm. I was sitting there with bare feet, short sleeve shirt. That's hard to say that, actually. And my head was just absolutely beaming with heat. I almost had to go and step outside for a bit. So I'm going to have to get her to temper her enthusiasm with the logs. But what I was trying to say was, you see how my mind just goes off. I was trying to say that sitting by that big roasty toasty stove and looking out through the conservatory glass and watching these great big snowflakes drift down, and considering the position I was in with bare feet etc, and I just think, this is life, this is the life. And I sang about that. But it was beautiful. So a really good day. Friday the 8th. By the way, 8 is my lucky number. But that's really got nothing to do with it. Because I wasn't lucky yesterday, I was just fortunate in what happened. Anyway. So Saturday the 9th. Doesn't mean anything. And I doubt we'll be going far today, because the roads will probably be in a wee bit of a state. And anyway, the roads are far too busy on a Saturday. Well, but no, I'll be careful what I say here. All those people in their mega thousands all whooping about the place and shopping. No wonder my wife likes to do her shopping at 9 o'clock in the morning. Anyway. It's a braw sicht. The snow crashes down through the rubbish. I suspect there'll be a cascade any time now. It's all sliding off those big glossy green leaves. I could go and give it a poke with a stick, couldn't I? For effect. I could. I'll probably get myself covered in an avalanche. Right there. I'm going to go and get prepared for breakfast. Let's see if we can encourage the laurel bush to give up its jewel-encrusted crown. No, still too stuck. There you go. Snowy flakes are falling. It's beautiful.